This is a dictation for Brittany Williams, BrittneyWillims. Date of birth is 3/18/1987. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. Date of service is 8/28/2024. Chief complaints of the patient are severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, right hip, left shoulder. The patient attributes all of this history to the accident of motor vehicle or accident she was involved in. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 4/3/2024, the patient was traveling as a restaurant driver. And she was traveling in a Kia Forte at zero speed on 275 northbound off 696 east. It was a rush hour traffic. The traffic stopped and she was on the ramp going east 696 from 275 north. When the traffic stopped, she was rear-ended by a driver from behind who didn't stop in a Cadillac SUV at 50 to 40 miles an hour. Patient was wearing seatbelts, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, it is not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient went to the emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident, went to Bloomfield Hills Center, 4 hours stay, X-ray of the neck and lower back was found to be completely negative and patient was discharged. Regarding the damage, patient reports that the rear end of the vehicle was completely damaged, bumper was damaged. However, nothing inside was damaged. Headrest, the steering wheel, the dashboard, bump console, all are okay. Doors are okay. Windows are okay. No glass breakage. Regarding the injury, patient report, he did not head into a direct trauma with the head into the steering wheel. As a result of accident, Brittany is a female. She did not hit into a dashboard. I did.
Are you sure?
History of injury. Patient has no damage to the chest, pelvic or abdomen, no direct trauma. Whiplash injury to the neck happened after hitting into the back and forth to headrest, but headrest is not broken either. She was bracing for the accident by holding both the shoulder to the steering wheel and impacted left shoulder instead. Right ankle possibly hit into the brake and that is also painful. She immediately started having headaches as well as pain in the lower back and the right ankle after this impact. History of presenting illness. Patient is complaining of severe headache, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 3 times per week, lasting for 3 hours to 24 hours. They're mostly located to the front of the head. They are severe, off and on, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. Associated factor is nausea, denies any vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, none of them are reported except nausea occasionally. That was only on the day of accident. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, loss of balance, denies any confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, denies any incontinence, denies any blood vision, spots in the vision or loss of vision field, denies any taste problem, smell problem or TMJ problem, denies any subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression or panic, denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine, denies any numbness or tingling of the upper or lower extremities, denies any lethargy or trouble walking, no history of lightheadedness. Patient does complain of weakness and fatigue. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a severe pain in the neck area, more focused towards the left side of the neck, also the left shoulder and left upper part of the trapezius muscle, including middle back, upper back, and the lower back. The patient has constant pain to the tune of 8. Neck pain is 5, and she is always having some jitteriness and shakiness of the right hand. But no numbness or tingling is reported. There is some pain in the right ankle, due to the impact to the brake while during the time of accident. No ankle dislocation was reported, and the patient sleeps for 5 hours, can stand for 2 hour, walk for 1 or 2 blocks, and she can sit for 1 hour. And these pains are reported to be continuous and focused on the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, left shoulder, and to the right ankle. They felt like sharp and cramping, tender aching. They're from 3 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by pain medication. Patient has had x-rays, MRI, CT scan at the hospital when she visited, and she reported that she is now seeing chiropractor 2 times per week. She has already done 32 visits. The left shoulder is 20% better. Right hip is not better at all. And the back is not better either. Physical therapy, a patient is going to Heavenly Hands in May, June, July, 2-3 times per week, and 24 visits are reported. Patient also went to pain management with Dr. Abraham Bachu, and shock machine and back brace was provided to her. However, no real therapy relief has been obtained. She has done medications. She has been referred by her chiropractor to have a second opinion. Please review the record for system review, for past surgical history, medications, allergies, none. Please review the chart for family history, for relationship status, employment status. She works at a Stellantis corporation of Chrysler. As a quality inspector, she stands 7 to 8 hours. Please review the charts for employment status, for disability, legal history, and personal history, ADLs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 145 over 102, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", and weight is 290. This patient is a 37-year-old African-American female, good built, obese, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and hydration is good, and patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phase. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic, good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, but is slightly limping due to the pain in the ankle and the hip area. Right hip and right ankle is reportedly painful. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination that is normal. Musculature examination is also found to be normal. Musculoskeletal inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is observed. And paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 45. Extension is 55. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 45. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 25. Bilateral rotation is 25. On examination of the spine, cervical spine, the Sperling sign was found positive. Lerman test is positive. Hoffman sign is negative. The dissection test and Sotal test are negative. Thoracic spine are negative for Roos test and Flo test. And lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kermit test is found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And cross leg rest is positive. CLR, contralateral leg rest test, bilaterally. Berger test negative, Kemp test negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joints, patient has pain in bilateral sacroiliac joint, and Faber test is positive bilaterally, and Gunsman test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, patient reports severe pain in the left shoulder and also into the right hip and right ankle and foot. The examination of rest of the extremities, including the right shoulder, both elbows, and the left hand and wrist, including left hip, both knees, left ankle, are completely normal. For examination, warm to touch, well perfused, normal range of motion, no pedal edema, no tenderness, no laceration, contusion, or muscle spasm. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, the patient has normally appearing shoulder with severe pain in the rotator cuff region. On palpation and on moving the shoulder, on active motion, patient is able to move up to 100 degrees of abduction maximum, after which severe pain starts. The patient has pain level around 7 in the left shoulder area. The drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test, near test positive. Hawken Kennedy test is positive. The examination of the right hip area, on inspection and palpation, there is a minimal tenderness, no contusion, laceration, contractures or fractures or dislocations are noticed. Range of motions are 140 degrees of extension and flexion. External interrotation is 40 degrees. The motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Leg length discrepancy is absent. Fredrickson Trendelenburg test are negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. The right ankle and foot examination doesn't reveal any fracture, dislocation, or any other findings. Range of motions are normal. No contusion noticed. No tendon damage is noticed. Diagnosis. V89.2 XSD, R26.89, G89.21, S09.90, XA, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Examination of the right hand was not dictated, but there was a positive tenial sign and phalen sign, leading to carpal tunnel syndrome. Diagnosis code will be G56.01, M79.642. Pain in the right hip, M25.551. Pain in the right ankle, M25.571. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, 54.12S13.4. XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. M46.1. Plan of care for Brittany Williams is from the template. The treatment plan for Brittany Williams is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered to the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as to the left shoulder, right hip, right ankle and foot, and both sacroiliac joints. Traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Patient is also advised about home exercise, yoga, chiropractic, acupunctures, and even laser treatment. The patient is advised disability wise to continue working 5 hours 7 days with 5 pound lifting limit and other restrictions. Maps and labs have been reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance. Medications are provided, Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for muscle, for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain release, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and help with the pain. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy pain. Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches if needed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are as follows. The patient did bring MRIs with her, which we are able to get. In the left shoulder MRI, that is done, which shows that there is a supraspinal tendinosis, a suspicious interstitial tear, infraspinal tendinosis with thin interstitial tear, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, degenerative changes in the labrum, posterior subluxation of the humeral head, glenohumeral head, fluid joint effusion. In the lumbar spine, there is a bilateral foraminous disc herniation causing mild both foraminous stenosis, bilateral disc herniation of L5S1 causing both foraminous stenosis, as well as there is a moderate posterior paraspinal muscle atrophy, moderate L4, L5, L5S1, L2, 3, L3, 4 facet hypertrophy. Cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C5-6 causing both foraminous stenosis. Interventional pain procedure, patient has been advised about MRI findings and she will benefit from procedures like cervical epidural steroid injection time 2 and lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 and then as needed. Patient will benefit from various injections to the left shoulder, including intra-articular, supraspinatus, infraspinatus injection. Trigger point injection could be done if there is a persistent pain and persistent trigger point notice. Surgical options. None are being considered right now. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not done. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Medical records are requested, released. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. DME. Patient already has the back brace, neck brace, and all other treatments. Tense unit and back brace was provided to the patient. Education is yes, and follow visit is in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.